You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, time to get petty. Text in your petties, 713-572-4610. We've already got a couple of them here. We'll read yours in just a little bit. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. We do the petty cast every Tuesday at 8 a.m. We compile all the pettiness from over the weekend, from Monday and Tuesday. There's pettiness every day in this world. Not sure if you've noticed. Head to social media. Easy to find. The very first one is very funny to me. I don't follow the big three, Seth. The three-on-three league that involves a lot of retired guys, a lot of former NBA guys that are still in some semblance of playing shape,
but it's done. But the league's done very well.
It's done fine. Popular, it's still around
in this day and age, enough to popular online to make money. Yeah,
get an audience, man, for sure. I've never seen this. So first of all, I didn't know there was a big three draft. There is a big three draft, and apparently, Michael Beasley. Remember Michael Beasley, second overall pick in the draft a long time ago, out of Kansas State. Always looked like he was stoned. He had the stoned eyes. He still does. He's got those, kind of sleepy eyes. Good player. Yeah. Solid enough player. Peaked with Minnesota. I think he averaged 19 a game one year. About a 12 or 13 point a game guy in the NBA. Had a nice career. I'm sure he made millions of dollars. He's in the big three. He's angry that his Miami big three team, 305 Miami, took Lance Stephenson with the first pick in the big three draft. So he's asking for a trade.
That's a drama already. Locker room drama.
We have a,
or at least a corner of the locker room drama.
Yes,
this, in the big three.
Yeah,
it's not like you can have a separate locker room.
A triangle shaped locker room, and each guy has a corner. Yeah, exactly. So I found that funny more than anything else, that we've got a trade demand in the big three, and now Lance Stephenson too can be a little bit annoying. Remember, he was the guy that used to go up to LeBron in games and blow in his ear? Remember
give him
that?
Wet willies and stuff.
Yeah.
His last year in the NBA was 2022.
Lance Stephenson or Michael Beasley? Stephenson?
Lance Stephenson.
Yeah. So it's just a nice little outlet for these guys to still go play some hoops and get on TV or whatever. But it is a trade demand. Now, I guess Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson have some sort of made-for-TV or maybe made-for-streaming event coming up that they're going one-on-one. And the winner gets $100,000. So maybe he just, he don't want to be getting too friendly with the guy he's got a one-on-one coming up with.
We're celebrating what here? Michael Beasley's pettiness?
Beasley, a trade demand in the big three. Come on, dude. We're celebrating
I approve of it 100%.
Yeah.
Do it. Create drama, too.
Trade.
We're talking about it because there's drama, damn it.
Yep.
That's what brings the eyeballs.
That's it. Pettiness and drama. I just found it funny more than anything else. My biggest reaction, big three has a draft, huh? Okay. Frankie Luvu, former Carolina Panthers linebacker, now on the Washington Commanders, maybe best known to the average football fan as one of a handful of Commanders that turned themselves into heat-seeking missiles on a goal line tush push last year in the NFC title game. Frankie Luvu sat down, and I apologize, I don't have where this interview was conducted, but he was asked about the tush push and the vote. the vote is coming up on the Tush Push getting banned in the next 24 hours or so. Sometime. Frankie Luvu, here is his take on the Tush Push.
You are, in a way, linked to this play because of that moment. You also have a powerful voice. This week, in a matter of a couple days, the league is going to vote on the Tush Push, whether to keep it or to ban it. As a guy who has been out there in a playoff game trying to defend it, is it unfair and should the league ban it?
Man, my personal opinion?
Yeah.
I think they should ban it, you know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about, like, hey, well, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum, too, on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where – you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
I like that. So their strategy when and this is why the Tush Push, I think, conversation got so much. It was a huge part of both championship games. So it's a boring play, and you think, okay, but how many times during the season, whatever. In the championship game, it was huge. And the Commanders were trying to sell out on the goal line, and Luvu kept jumping across and getting multiple penalties to the point where the officials said, hey, if they do this again, we're just going to award a touchdown to the Eagles.
Yep.
Like, that's where it was comical almost, but also kind of embarrassing for the league. I think the difference, I can't – so it didn't work for the Commanders. They had this strategy where they were basically going to say, all right, we're going on one. Whatever the snap count is, we're going on one.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. It didn't work out for them. But the Bills, one of the reasons they lost was that their Tush Push was not working.
It was terrible. It was
at
awful.
All.
Yeah.
So you got to credit the Chiefs for actually loading up and stopping what at one point, a couple years ago, people thought was an unstoppable play.
Yep.
That's the part where if I'm making an argument on behalf of not banning the Tush Push, I'm getting up and saying, look, you guys, you're acting like this is unfair competitively or something. The Chiefs won that competition in the championship game. I think it's more that just – I think the league just doesn't like that it's a boring play.
I think so, too. 100% I think that. I think Frankie Luvu is being petty about the Tush Push because it was embarrassing for them to keep jumping over the top of the pile. What were they offsides? At least two or three times. Enough to where the referee – had to explain to the crowd, I am allowed to award a touchdown here if I want to.
Well, you know, the other part that makes this interesting is that this year they're using that, they're going to use that wireless system to track the ball and make first down judgments.
Yeah.
So part of what was so boring about it is that after each play,
they gotta measure.
You're trying to figure out exactly whether it was the right spot. And in the playoffs especially, they're getting a lot of extra help from the booth. So it's an extra source of controversy because you really can't tell where the ball is. So I don't know, maybe this year when there is a Tush Push and they can track the ball exactly for the first down, and maybe it'll be a quicker process.
Yeah.
It was like during spring training, we were watching the when we were watching the automated strike zone and the challenge system. It was I didn't mind it at all because it was so fast.
Yeah.
It was boom, look up the scoreboard, there you go, there's a judgment, let's play on.
Yep, absolutely. All right, keep texting in. We'll read some of your petties on here, 713-572-4610. I've got a couple personal petties, Seth. These are my own petties. Number one, saw a graphic yesterday that was put up by NBA Central. Good informative aggregator account. It's at the Dunk Central. If you're an NBA fan, give it a follow. They'll post odds, they'll post videos, graphics, things like that. It's the phrasing of this tweet that I take great umbrage with. The Brooklyn Nets are the favorites to win the Russell Westbrook sweepstakes per Bovada official. And they are. They're 6-1. They've got a handful of teams. So the Rockets are not on this list. They've got about a dozen teams on here ranging from the Nets at 6-1 to the Lakers at 25-1 to, quote, win the Russell Westbrook sweepstakes. Here's my issue. Sweepstakes are something that you should feel greatly rewarded for winning.
Yeah.
Winning is something that you should feel when you get a player that puts you over the top. Russell Westbrook is an inefficient player who very recently has had articles written about his immaturity and just how he loses his mind at the end of basketball games.
Well, so Hill's, you know, maturing is a process. It takes time. So
he's 86 maybe years old. Finally. Yeah.
This is like winning a sweepstakes where you win 3 tons of sardines. Yeah. And you,
thank you.
Like, they're really good sardines. But oh, by the way, you do have to pay taxes on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Taxes, tariffs, the whole nine yard. So that bothered me yesterday. Like, win the Russell Westbrook. At least put air quotes around win. You know what I mean? Like, those wouldn't be annoying air quotes either.
Get it together, dunkcentral.com.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Seth. Thank you for backing me on that. My second one. Okay. Why can't Caitlin Clark fouling Angel Reese and the subsequent animus that ensued afterwards after a hard foul just be a hard foul and a dust-up and not trigger a race war in America? Why can't it just be a hard foul in a WNBA game?
Well, Sean, okay, the short answer is there's almost nothing that won't trigger some kind of war on social media these days.
Yeah, I know.
It's frustrating with these because if you just try to... The problem with conversations like this is that there are a whole lot of people that want to make it racial. So a lot of times you end up like in that you try to talk about that specific situation and you're saying, well, okay, you know, in Caitlin Clark's case here, I think this was actually just a hard foul, prevented an easy layup, et cetera, et cetera. But then you get 2,900 other people that are jumping on or like, yeah, and she's white, it's cool. Or vice versa. It's all the other people having shouting matches about it instead of talking about the actual
this
baseball.
This thing yesterday with RG3 and Ryan Clark, oh my God. RG3 tweets out that, boy, I think that Angel Reese legitimately hates Caitlin Clark. And Ryan Clark goes and on his Pivot podcast does this long thing about how RG3 has now been married to two white women, so he doesn't know the plight of black women and this and that. And then RG3 does a video where he's saying, you came after my family and you're a horrible teammate at ESPN. And Ryan Clark's coming back on social media. No, you're a horrible teammate on ESPN. Then you got people commenting, Jason Whitlock commenting on both of them. Yeah. And I'm sitting here thinking, if I just jumped in the middle of all this, and I said, what is causing all this? Oh, this foul that was barely even a foul in a WNBA game. Are you effing kidding me right now?
I thought you meant you would jump into the conversation.
No. I feel uncomfortable even bringing up that it exists, if you want to know the truth.
Hey, fellas. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, I got a white wife myself, and this is what I think about it.
Like RG3, I've been married to two white women. I feel I've got an opinion on this thing here. No, I just think
that's what I always think about what you and RG3 have in common.
Oh, yeah. Corniness. And we've both been married to two white women. It's the same exact thing. Yeah, I mean, why can't this just be a hard foul in a WNBA game? Why does it have to turn into this, man?
With the crossover hits, I've really tried to just try to create a separation between church and state.
Yeah.
I've done a pretty good job of whenever something becomes a crossover social, whatever it is, unless it's justified, I just stay the hell out of it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Wow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, last petty here, and I'll read a couple of yours. Todd Whitting is the head coach of...
I have them? Okay, go ahead.
What's that?
You said, oh, some of our listeners. Okay.
Some of our listeners.
I thought you said you'd read some of mine. I was like, oh, do I have a homework assignment?
Yours the audience. Yeah. Sorry about that. No. I'm sure you have some, but if you want to get them out there.
Sure. Yeah, totally.
Todd Whitting, U of H baseball coach, was on with Will Kunkel on Will's Kicking It with Kunkel segment. And the Cougs have these awesome Columbia Blue or H-Town Blue, we'll call it, uniforms that they wear. I mean, they're really cool. We know that the University of Houston has had issues trying to jump into the H-Town Blue swimming pool.
The Titans were threatening to sue them at one point.
Yeah. Thanks to Amy Adams. Here are the rules under which the U of H baseball team is allowed to wear their H-Town Blue uniforms.
Feedback's been great. You know, the Twitter feeds have gone crazy. Recruits love them. So, you know, that's something we'll be able to wear a little more often, you know, down the road.
So can you wear them more often? How do you finagle
from
that?
What I understand right now, the deal with the NFL, with the, you know, the Oilers scheme and things like that, is has to be at home against an in-state opponent. We got, I guess, a waiver on the deal last night because we didn't get to use against Arizona, against A&M last week. But that right now is the thing, is it's at home against the in-state opponent, which for it, and we use it for the Big 12 games or, you know, big ones like Texas A&M.
So this is all because of the Titans. I don't. Yeah. They own that color for the world.
Yes, apparently they do. Will, they own that color
for the world.
For the world. I like Will. I like Will Kunkel. The look on his face is classic too. Because the whole thing with his hands, like the world.
Feels like something out of The Handmaid's Tale for me, Sean. Yes. It's like, hell no, listen, sweetie, you can wear that color, but only at home. Don't let any. You're not allowed to wear it out of the house. That's what they're trying to do to us. They're trying to keep us in a corner.
I would rather be the complete victim in this and not be able to wear them at all than have to kowtow to some stipulations from Amy Adams Strunk in the NFL on this.
We're going to wear them all over every damn state in the
Union.
Well,
yeah, or go rogue. Or go rogue and say, sue me, bro.
Yeah.
But I would rather they just, like, I would rather the Titans be made out to be the complete bad guy in this. In state, at home, like, oh, that we've got to kowtow to the stipulations of Amy Adams Strunk just bothers me.
The in-state at home seems a little bit redundant, but I guess if they play a neutral site game and they're the home team, they're not allowed to.
I don't know. I just think that there's any stipulations on it.
Does U of H play home games on the road at some point?
I don't know. Tournament, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're
probably that's it. They had to add the in state just in. I don't know. So if they play in a
I'm petty about
in the
it.
State of Texas.
I'm petty. I mean, you parsing this out is making me pettier about it right now.
Yeah.
All right. Petty's from the text page. Here's my question with the schedule. Why the hell do they schedule the Texans to play the Jags in Jacksonville in week 3 when it's hot as hell, then have the Texans host the Jags in Houston in November? Doesn't it make sense to reverse that? They could play indoors in AC in week 3. Then they could play outdoors in November. Two years ago, fans literally died from heat stroke in Jacksonville.
Here's the thing. Okay, you know, that's interesting because at the very end, at the first part, all I was thinking about was like competitively and everything.
Yeah.
Like the Texans don't get to make this schedule, you know, based to their own needs and wants. So the Jaguars have a heat advantage because theoretically, you know, against other teams, northern teams, They're gonna play some games in September at home. If all of a sudden you started to try to do it based completely on
nice weather,
you know,
everywhere,
what the fans want or whatever, then that would mean Jacksonville's not allowed to have a home game in the month of September, or any of these southern teams.
Yeah,
that's why, because it doesn't make any sense.
Yep. By the way,
like by that logic, it's a very Texan-centric logic. I can't get petty over this. Yeah, warm weather outdoor stadiums are going to have home games in September.
It's just going to happen. D'Amico's first win as Texans head coach, week 3, Jacksonville, 2 years ago. So back to the scene, circle of life, man. My pettiness this morning is every time I turn on Nick Wright's show on FS1, he's always talking crap about some Houston team. I loved his show in Houston. I love Sports Radio 610. He's kind of being a douche canoe now.
Hey, screenshot that text and send it to Nick.
Okay.
And just tell Nick to reach out to that guy personally.
I will. Oh, because his phone number's on. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I will. I'll need to draw a map. I'll need to draw a map for Nick because of the way our text page divides texts up. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Let's, no, the thing about Nick is that, look, at some point he's going to piss you off. He's very, very good at it because a lot of times, and annoyingly, he always backs everything up with data. So, because sometimes he really hits you where it hurts when you don't have a good answer for what he just said.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good. He's got the info, man. No doubt. As a black man and a true sports fan, I really am ignoring the whole Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese thing. I'm tired, man.
Well, yeah. No, you're tired because this is what happens so much these days. It's like you might have a certain position on a topic and you say, hey, I believe position A for this reason. And person B says, oh, no, I support position B for whatever reason. But then all of a sudden online, you got 2,700 other people who agree with position A, but for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people out there that are saying, okay, from a basketball standpoint, I think Angel Reese was correct for this reason. No, I think Caitlin Clark was correct for this reason. And that's you two having a conversation. But then all of a sudden, everybody else outside jumps
Everybody's listening in.
Want to make it about a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. It's easier to text. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Ross Tucker joins us at the top of the hour. It'll be good to catch up with Ross. Okay, a lot of talk about the rookie window, the contract, a rookie contract for a quarterback. Brock Purdy just got a big extension this week. He's had a pretty good rookie contract so far. What constitutes a successful usage of that rookie contract window, and are the Texans on track for that right now with C.J. Stroud? That is coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.